Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Fiore. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Keough. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rich Severson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dave Moorhead. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Holt. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Ratliff. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Ratliff and he is out, Cardenas applying the tag. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Oliva moves to second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva scores. Killebrew moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Severson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Carew fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson takes first base on ball four. Shaw moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas takes first base on ball 4. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenas. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is out, Severson applying the tag. One out. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff strikes out. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fiore hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva who is chasing the ball. Keough reaches third base with a triple. Oliver goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Twins. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schall hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keough tags and scores. One out. It's Royals, 2, Twins, 2. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Severson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0 for 1 in the game. Moorhead is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cardenas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Holt moves to third. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 0 for 1 in the game. Ratliff hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Ratliff reaches second base with a double. Holt scores. Cardenas moves to third. It's 3-2, Twins. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Jim Rooker now pitching. Rick Renick pinch hits for Charlie Manuel. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is called out on strikes. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardenas scores. Ratliff scores. It's 5-2, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is out, Shaw applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Hall now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fiore is called out on strikes. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliva strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Killebrew moves to third. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenas hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schall hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ratliff hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Severson strikes out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliva is called out on strikes. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards first. Fiore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reese for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to second. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ratliff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardenas moves to third. Tom Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall bunts towards the mound. Rooker fields it and throws to first for the out. Ratliff moves to second. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Keough is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schall hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Severson takes first base on ball 4. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Severson moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.